Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Folks, I was afraid this was going to happen. It's getting worse. New poll out this morning from Marist. Agreement that political violence might be necessary to right the country, put it on the right track. It's growing. I had a feeling this would happen, that the left would see the murder of Charlie Kirk get bloodlust as it did when it watched Hamas attack Israel, and that this would become more popular, picking up a gun and just eliminating your political opponents rather than bothering to do the work of having an argument. And folks, it's happening. 3 in 10 people now say that Americans may have to resort to violence to get the country back on track. That's according to an NPR PBS News Marist poll. What's so scary about that? That 30% that now say violence may be necessary is up 11 points since April of 2024. An increase, listen to this, they even admit is driven by Democrats. It says an increase driven by Democrats, quote, unquote. Listen to this. 18 months ago, just 12% of Democrats agreed. Now, 28% do. Folks, this is exactly what I warned you about and what we saw in the Democrat Party when those lunatics, those Hamas terrorists on hang gliders, flew in and massacred whole families, burnt children alive, gang-raped women for fun, dragged naked, raped women's bodies through the streets so they could spit on them. And there was initial horror, just as there was with the Charlie Kirk assassination, Luigi Mangione assassination. But then the bloodlust set in. Look at the Democrats today. They love Hamas. They can't get enough Hamas. Look what you're seeing now. You're seeing Democrats picking up guns, trying to kill the governor of Pennsylvania, who, by the way, is a Democrat and a Jew. You're seeing historic anti-Semitism. You're seeing violent attacks leveled at Jews by Democrats. This has all been in the last, since October 7th. They've been inspired by the bloodlust. They fell in love with the terrorists. Democrats, they never hated these, you know, Palestinian and Muslim terrorists before. But now, it's like a cult of personality. They love it. And I'm telling you, folks, the same thing is going to gradually happen in the wake of the shooting of Charlie Kirk. It already is. And this survey is capturing it. For all of the left's talk about oppressed people, brown people, black people, discrimination, repression, there's only one group of people in America who require a bomb squad and snipers on the roof, just for Christian and right-leaning, I'm not even going to say right-wing, Because some of these TPUSA speakers, they've been sending these campuses, they're nice people, but they're milquetoast. It now takes a bomb squad and snipers on the roof for right-leaning Americans to just speak about free speech on a college campus. How did the left get this out of control? Folks, TPUSA went back to Utah State University. Here's what happened overnight.
A bomb squad detonating a suspicious device at Utah State University ahead of the Turning Point USA event yesterday. But that bomb scare did not stop thousands from attending that event, the first to be held in Utah since Charlie Kirk's assassination.
I'm not here to eulogize Charlie Kirk. I am here to pass the torch on to every single one of you.
Charlie was such a good friend, so inspirational. It's so exhilarating to see so many people here.
Evil thought that it could silence him, but evil forgot something. Martyrs don't disappear, they multiply.
This was more than just an attack on Charlie Kirk. This was an attack on free speech. It was an attack on America. It was an attack on American ideals. It was treasonous.
Folks, this did not start with Charlie Kirk. It started with Luigi Mangione and the left learning that other leftists loved him so much for executing that healthcare CEO that they could get a lot of hits, clicks, and likes if they talked about it positively. Even CNN, remember, cashed in on this, doing a long interview where former New York Times and Washington Post reporter, I put that in air quotes, Taylor Lorenz slobbered all over Luigi. This is on CNN, remember?
So you're going to see women especially that feel like, oh my God, right? Like, here's this man who's revolutionary, who's famous, who's handsome, who's young, who's smart. He's a person that seems this like this morally good man, which is hard to find.
Yeah, I just realized women will literally date an assassin before they swipe right on me. That's where we are.
By February 2025, even Caitlin Collins, the White House correspondent for CNN, who also serves as an anchor, tweeted out a link promoting donations to the defense fund for Luigi Mangione, the assassin who killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. That was kind of alarming because of his, as a White House correspondent, she's got nothing to do with covering the case. She eventually deleted it and apologized, but she's still working at CNN. Because to them, this is no big deal. In another sign of the times this week, Zohran Mamdani, who's running for mayor in New York, you know, he's a member of the Democrat Socialists of America. It's a political party. Well, their Twitter feed put out a tweet celebrating the life of Assata Shakur, who just passed away in Cuba at the age of 78, you know, from old age, honoring her life. Well, her real name is Joanne Deborah Chismard. And she executed 1973 execution style murder of a New Jersey state trooper who made the mistake of pulling her and two of her other fellow Marxist comrade revolutionaries over on the highway. They just executed him. Well, her comrades later helped break her out of prison when she was sentenced to life. And she was able to escape to Cuba, who welcomed her as an asylee anyway. This is Mamdani's political party, and he was asked something simple. Condemn it. Just condemn the sickening tribute to a cop killer. It's not hard. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, a Democrat, did it, calling it shameful and depraved. Would Mamdani do it?
New York City mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani refusing to condemn the Democratic Socialists of America tribute to convicted cop killer Assata Shakur. Mamdani pressed on the topic after the group said, quote, the American state brutally oppressed Assata and her Black Panthers party comrades.
You disavow your DSA comrades when they were kind of glorifying Assata Shakur.
Look, I am running to be the mayor of New York City. I'm running to represent the people of the city. My focus is on the issues of this city, and I'm accountable to those very same New Yorkers.
Shakur was convicted in 1977 for murdering New Jersey State Trooper Werner Forster during a traffic stop.
Folks, what's even more telling, there was no condemnation of this from the Democrat leadership. Or any major or even mid-level figure on the Democrat side. They're afraid to speak out against this kind of thing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, it's Schumer shutdown playtime.
Yep, that's pretty much it.
I've never been so excited about a government shutdown before, Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not alone. Donald Trump, I think, is even more excited than I am.
Mm-hmm. For good reason.
Because Democrats made a big mistake. There have just been all of these court decisions. They haven't gotten a lot of attention. Uh-huh. Where the Supreme Court has given the Donald Trump the nod again and again and again. Yep, you can fire. Yep, fire them if you want. Yep, you're the executive. You can fire people. And he is just waiting to exercise all this newfound power. And he told the Democrats, look, I'm not giving illegal immigrants free health care. We're not going back to 1.5 million illegals on Medicaid. Sorry, not doing that. If you're going to shut down the government by not giving me the 60 votes I need in the Senate, then I'm just going to start firing people. And he doubled down on that yesterday.
Well, the Democrats want to shut it down. So when you shut it down, you have to do layoffs. So we'd be laying off a lot of people that are going to be very affected. And the Democrats, they're going to be Democrats. As you know, no country can afford to pay for illegal immigration, health care for everybody that comes into the country. And that's what they're insisting. And obviously, I have an obligation to not accept that. A lot of good can come down from shutdowns. We can get rid of a lot of things that we didn't want. And they'd be Democrat things. But they want open borders. They want men playing in women's sports. They want transgender for everybody. They never stop. They don't learn. We won an election in a landslide. They just don't learn. So we have no choice. I have to do that for the country. Yes.
Oh, you know what? I got to tell you, he's always been good at trolling them, right?
Yeah.
But he is, I mean, he's a masterclass lately. He's getting better at it.
Yeah, that was right on target right there.
Yes. We've never seen Republicans fight like this before. And we've never seen Republicans step up and go, no. And the Democrats aren't used to this. They're used to us going, you know, they go boo and we go, okay, what do you want? It's just not happening anymore, and they don't know how to play the game without the lying media covering for them. They simply can't. And Lee, here's their problem, okay? I don't know if you've been paying attention to TikTok at all.
Yeah, actually, since Donald Trump had his TikTok account, he opened one. I said, okay, well, if it's good enough for Trump, I'll go ahead and... So yeah, I must admit, I do waste some time looking at some of that drivel too.
Well, did you notice over the last couple of days, these kids on TikTok, because it's a lot of younger people are on TikTok just mouthing off, are figuring out that the Democrats are doing this shutdown and they're doing it over giving illegal immigrants free health care.
Well, good.
And not only are they figuring it out, people who aren't really political are figuring it out. And there have been, I mean, it's about 2 days ago, massive trending videos down the side. People just, they're not into politics, but they're like, wait a minute, wait. The Democrats are seeing they want free health care for illegals. This is one of the many videos that went viral on TikTok over this. This woman got 80,000 likes, not views, likes, which means she got millions of views. And I rolled tape on it so you could hear the reaction that Democrats are getting on social media now that everything is unfiltered and people can see real things. This is the reaction Democrats are getting on social media. I clicked on this woman's account. I was very curious. She's young. She looks like maybe she's in her early 20s, late teens, maybe somewhere like 1925, right? Between 1925. I clicked on some of her other videos. I was curious. Does she do political things? She doesn't. Okay. This is a young black woman losing her mind. This was one of the most viral videos on TikTok. But if you looked at the whole wall of what was trending, it's just one of them.
Well, the Democrats want to give away $1.4 billion of free mother money to the immigrants for health care. And if not, if the other side don't agree with it, they talking about shutting down the mother government. Why the do you just fight so hard for everybody but your own mother people? I'm sorry. Those folks weren't supposed to be here to begin with. I don't really give two flying. What about us? What about us motherfuckers who struggle to pay for health care? And even though we pay a fortune on our motherfucking health care, it still ain't enough. It still the ain't enough. You still got to come out of pocket dying because they can't afford health care around this. Are you kidding me? You be dying and have to be motherfucking airlifted. You know how much that costs? I saw a lady post her bill. It was almost $60,000 motherfucking dollars. That's what we deal with when it comes to healthcare. Sorry, not motherfucking sorry. They got to fend for their self. Help us, Americans, before you worry about helping everybody else. Damn. I'm sick of that motherfucking ass. And you know what? I don't even think the money going to the people. The money they want to give to the illegal immigrants, it ain't going to the illegal immigrants.
So as you can see, this is not playing well with traditional Democrat constituencies.
Nope.
Lee?
Yes. Through that expletive-filled tirade, yes, I think she's making a very good point.
It took me a long time to bleep that. I bleeped it myself.
Well, you had to work hard at that.
Well, I did. It took forever. But I wanted you to hear that. This is not traditional bow-tied conservative young men on Twitter trying to make an economic argument, as you can see. She's got her hair's in curlers, and she got one of those wraps around her head. I don't know why they record videos that way, but they do. And that got 72,000 likes within just a few hours. Was at over 80 when I last looked at it. That was just one of the viral videos. So the Democrats are reaching traditional constituencies with their message. It's just not going as well as they would like. And you know what? They're still operating on this theory, right? Because this white Democrat's doing this. All brown people are together. And they all agree. So traditional constituencies like black people really want to help out illegal immigrants because they're all brown, right? That's how they think. Democrats cannot think in terms of individuals. They cannot do it. They only think in terms of groups. So they lump all people in their minds, not mine, brown people together and think they'll just be fine with it. And it's not playing and they're not getting it. Instead, listen to what she says there, okay? There's a lot of expletives, but it's interesting. She's not identifying as brown or black. She's identifying as American.
Good point.
And that's why she's mad.
In other words, a citizen.
Yes! And that's what Democrats are not grasping. Again, they think, well, you know, if we help out one brown person, you had a brown people, they're all the same. They'll like it. Yeah, this is how white Democrats think. You know, Wiley, they are racist as heck. They are the most racist people on the planet.
White liberal progressive Democrats, yes. That's the biggest racist group in this country. Yes, there's no question about that.
And so they're still operating on those old coalition rules, and they have walked themselves into a nightmare here. Here's the other problem they have. I'm going to play this coming up. Very revealing interview with Auntie Maxine. And a reporter asks her, you know, about funding, you know, hey, why are you shutting down the government? Because you want the funding back for the illegal immigrants to have health care, right? The Democrats want to do two things here. They are desperate to communicate to the illegals, hey, we got you back.
Yeah.
Stay. We're going to eventually get your free stuff back. Please don't take Trump's offer of a free plane ticket and $1,000 for your trouble to go back home. Please, please stay. Please. And at the same time, their constituents, like this woman who says she's an American first, are mad at them for wanting to give the money to the illegals, right? So they want to lie and deny that this is over illegal immigrant health care, right? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they don't want to explicitly deny it because they need to message to the illegals as well to stay. And so that results in this bizarre situation where they keep saying, well, we want health care for all people, all people. They're not, they get mad. No, we're not giving illegals health care. But also we are, though. We're giving health care to all people. It's a mixed message, and it's not working. It's not working. I love this. This really begins to show Americans, you have been second-class citizens at the hands of these people for years.
And that message is getting out.
Yes.
And when you have this young woman who gets that message, that kind of message that would have gotten you banned from social media just 2 or 3 years ago, is getting the message. And the problem for Democrats is she may not pull the lever in the voting booth for a Republican.
No.
But she may not just show up to vote.
Right.
And the only way that these liberal, progressive, secularist Democrats are going to continue to get elected is when they can get people to show up at the polls in mass. And if you have certain groups, certain constituencies, like American citizens that stop either showing up or not voting for your party, you're done. You're toast. Now, I don't want to, you know, raise the victory flag in 2026 yet. We're a long way away. But this is encouraging.
It is. And it's not just, I think, about like even that election, Lee. That's a woman waking up right now.
Yes, there.
Again, I went through some of her other videos. She's not political. She talks a lot of like music stuff, culture stuff, stuff like that. She just like kind of complaints about products she likes and doesn't like. Yeah. She doesn't do this stuff. That's who needs to wake up in America. That's who needs to wake up in America, and it's happening. And the Democrats are doing it themselves.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, let me get to all of what's going on with the shutdown. We've never seen this before in America on a lot of levels. This is this represents the Democrats coming out of the closet for the first time, truly, on illegal immigration. Yes, the countries figure out where they stand. But I mean, truly coming out of the closet and being who they are. The party that puts illegal immigrants first, including above all of their other Democrat constituencies. You are finally seeing in this shutdown what I've been playing for you for years. This is a year and a half ago. It's Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat. He's on MSNBC, and he admits the most important people to Democrats are illegals. Remember this?
So you are right that that has been the Democratic strategy for 30 years, maybe, and it has failed to deliver for the people we care about most, the undocumented Americans that are in this country. This is also not 2013 any longer when.
There he goes. The people we care about most. You can see that in the shutdown. I don't usually play a clip this long, but this is a Democrat. Maxine Waters, and she's struggling because they're trying to do two things at once here. Telegraph to the illegals, please do not leave. You will leave behind your free health care. Why? Because we've had 400,000 rounded up by ICE, but another 1.6 million have self-deported. They are desperate to keep them from getting on those planes. To understand what's going on here, let me play this for you. Okay, this is who we're talking about. What Biden had done was he had given illegal immigrants social security numbers. They're showing up illegally at the border. Trump used to keep them on the other side. The Democrats not only let them over, they give them the notice to appear. They give them the phone, the free brand new cell phone. Wouldn't you like one of those so they can stay in touch with them? Okay. And track them and know where their future voters are. Then about 5 months later, in the mail comes the social security number for the illegal. Wait, isn't that illegal? Yes, it is illegal. They were giving them out anyway. They turned around and signed them up on Medicaid. Well, about 1.5 million of them. DOGE found them. This is why Democrats were firebombing and burning Tesla dealerships. This is why. Remember when they were screaming about Doge? What were they most upset about? Because Doge was going through every agency, right? They were most upset about Social Security. That's where they were hiding the illegals they'd illegally given the Social Security numbers to. Doge flushed them out. Here's Newsmax with a recap of that. I'm explaining what's going on here because this is a real battle.
They were importing Democratic voters, lying to the American public, and now we have the proof. According to the Social Security Administration, the crime started immediately after Joe Biden took office in 2021. 270,000 illegals were given Social Security numbers. That's about
illegally.
The population of Hartford, Connecticut. That number would grow a year later to 590,000 illegals getting Social Security numbers, about the size of Cincinnati, Ohio. A year later, 2023, 964,000 illegals got Social Security numbers about the size of San Francisco. And in Joe Biden's final year in office on his way out the door, that number skyrocketed to just over 2 million illegal aliens getting Social Security numbers, roughly the size of our third biggest city, Chicago. In all, more than 3 million illegal aliens that crossed the border when Joe Biden was president now have Social Security numbers today that we know about, and it gets worse. According to DOGE, 1.3 million illegal aliens are currently on Medicaid.
Okay, now that's the point. So you got an illegal immigrant guy. He's got to Medicaid for his two kids. See how they do this? They found them. They found out how the Democrat states were illegally signing them up. And in the big, beautiful bill, they closed the loopholes. Can't do it anymore. And it was never legal, but they were using holes in the system. They closed them up. It's a long story. Anyway, so those illegals are gone. They now have no jobs because we're getting the real jobs numbers. Remember that? No jobs. Learned that last couple of weeks. We're in a jobs apocalypse. We have been for about a year. Now the assistance is cut off. They're going to go home. They're going to go home. 250 days, we've already seen 2 million of them out the door, 1.6 million self-deports, and it's just picking up, picking up, picking up, picking up every day. The Democrats are in a cold panic. So they need to telegraph to the illegal, stay, we'll get your benefits back. They telegraph to the Trump administration, we will shut down the government if you don't reverse the big, beautiful bill and put our future, and in some cases, current voters, because a lot of these guys were found on the voter rolls, these same illegals with the Social Security numbers, put them back on the healthcare rolls, right? So I want you to hear this. This is anti-Maxine running into the problem Democrats are having, okay? She's being asked, aren't you shutting the government down over healthcare for illegals? She doesn't want to say no, and she never does, because she needs to telegraph to the illegals, please stay. Come hide in a sanctuary city. We'll get you your benefits. We'll shake down the American people. On the other hand, she doesn't want to hurt herself with constituencies like that black woman I just played off TikTok who's losing her damn mind because she can't afford her own health care. And yet her representatives, including her black Democrat representatives, are putting illegals and their health care first. This is the trap Democrats are in, and Maxine Waters does not have the IQ points to navigate it. Listen.
Do Democrats want to prioritize the health care of illegal aliens over a government shutdown? Because if the government does shut down, Americans.
Excuse me, stop it right there. We're not prioritizing. What we're doing is saying simply we want to keep the government open and we want to work with the Republicans and have a bipartisan agreement to keep this government open, and health care is at the top of our agenda.
But aren't Democrats demanding health care for illegal aliens?
Democrats are demanding health care for everybody.
See?
We want to save lives. We want to make sure that health care is available to those who would die, but having the help of their government.
So you're good with a government shutdown, even if it means giving health care to people who aren't American citizens?
Well, that's what you're pushing on. What you're trying to do is you're standing here and you're trying to make me say that somehow we're going to put non-citizens over Americans. Quit it. Stop it. This is the kind of journalism we don't need.
No, I'm just
asking divisive.
Questions.
No, you're not.
Yeah, no,
you're being divisive. No, please. Don't. You don't need to ask that question. You're just trying to get controversy.
She can't answer.
Here. You're not going to get it from me. We want to
see.
Save
so let me explain to you what happened right there just real quick, okay? She does not want to say no. No, we're not giving the health care to illegals, because they are. Because she don't want to telegraph to that to the illegals. They'll just give up. They got no jobs. They got no health care. They're going to get on that plane. She can't do that. She can't do that. At the same time, she can't piss off her constituencies. So what she's saying is, no, we're not prioritizing illegals over Americans. We're going to give everybody free health care. And she doesn't want to deal with who pays that bill. Americans. That's a problem they have. And normally they can navigate that with their media in control, but their media is not in control anymore. They don't know what to do. I have never had so much fun in my life watching this. Little Rob Zombie there for Halloween. It's on my workout playlist. Get you moving this morning. All right. Pete Hegseth, y'all. That was epic. Yesterday. I'm going to explain why he did it. But first, I'm going to tell you what he did. He is obviously the director in chief of war. And he says, no more. The era of woke is over.
No more identity months.
DEI offices, dudes in dresses. No more climate change worship. No more division, distraction, or gender delusions. We are done with that.
Yep, pretty clear. Pulled them all together, all 800 of them. I'll tell you why you had to do it in a minute. Here's some more Hegseth from yesterday.
The era of politically correct, overly sensitive, don't hurt anyone's feelings leadership ends right now. At every level, the words I'm speaking today are making your heart sink, then you should do the honorable thing and resign.
Yeah.
Secretary of War can do regular hard PT.
Yeah, we'll get into the PT so, part in a minute. I want to separate out this part, this woke part. Remember what had happened under Joe Biden and how bad it was. A cult had taken over the military. I actually put a thread up on this with all the links for you on X this morning. I took the time to do that because it was so important. What was going on at our military bases, both here and abroad, is they were being co-opted. Remember when the Democrats used our military bases for drag shows targeted at children? Do you remember that? Because I remember that. That's what Pete Hegseth is fighting. Let me give you just a few examples. May 18th, 2023. Nellis Air Force Base hosts a drag show on base. And they were doing this in a very systematic way, okay? They would bring in the festivities for children, clowns, bounce houses, carnival games, and the drag show. They called them all ages drag shows with no minimum age requirement. And you want to see all the screenshots of it, it's up on my X feed. This was going on all over the country. No minimum age required. For this, LaWanda, Coco, and Kearney at the Nellis Club drag show. It was just one of them. Joint Base Langley hosted a drag show alongside children's bounce houses because you can never get too much perversion in one place. Not when children are involved. They need to be exposed early. This was the level of sick we're talking about here. Joint, this is from the announcement. Joint Base Langley, it's in Virginia, will host its inaugural Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Festival on Saturday at Langley Air Force Base. The event is open to all of those with access to Langley. It was another all-ages drag show. Bring your kids. Here, we'll put them over near the bounce house. When Breitbart asked about the event, they got a response from the spokesperson. They were celebrating differences in order to promote unit cohesion. Because there's nothing like a drag queen with her thigh wrapped around that pole to promote unit cohesion. I feel totally cohesed when I see a thing like that. Celebrating differences. What does this have to do with readiness? You and I know the answer. Absolutely nothing. This was going on here, and it was going on around the world at our bases. Again, the event, that one, Langley, advertised as family-friendly with bouncy houses and face painting for children alongside the drag show. Also listed on the schedule was a performance by Harpy Daniels, the Navy drag queen. But it was so much more than that. Do you remember the recruiting commercials? How they began to feature drag queens who were also in the military. The message was clear. On the one hand, they were purging those who would refuse things like the shot. But on the other, their recruitment was very specific. We're looking for pro-LGBT, radical, young, liberal Marxists to join the military, and no one else need sign up. Remember this Emma Army recruitment ad?
This is the story of a soldier who operates your nation's Patriot missile defense systems.
begins in California with a little girl raised by two moms.
It's the pride flag imagery.
Although I had a fairly typical childhood, took ballet, played violin, I also marched for equality. I like to think I've been defending freedom from an early age.
Army recruitment ad. Folks, you remember the numbers fell off a cliff? Hit a record recruitment low, hadn't seen in decades. And then you analyze the figures. It wasn't that everyone wasn't joining. Women were joining at the same rate that they always had. Who wasn't joining? Minorities were joining at the same rate they always had. Men. Men weren't joining. White men specifically. Why? The message was clear. You do not belong. We are building a big woke club. Then remember the Navy, which was arguably the most LGBTQ-friendly branch of the military, announced if you did not use the requested pronouns, even if they change every week, you could be brought up under the military code of conduct and prosecuted criminally. That's what he's fighting. And I know why he had to do that. I know why Hegseth had to do this. Because it's still going on underneath him. And he had to get them all together face to face so they cannot undermine him. This is what you're watching, the same thing you're seeing at the FBI, the struggle to actually take control of the military. So they've been warned. That's why this was public. They wanted America to see it. You know why? They're going to go through there with an axe. Trump promised to fire these people, these woke DEI folks that Obama and Biden promoted. And so first they're giving you the setup. Told you, we're going to fire you. You keep doing this woke stuff. The firings are going to start. Just wait. Pete Hegseth declaring war on woke, coming at it from multiple angles, including this one.
Secretary of War can do regular hard PT. So can every member of our joint force. Frankly, it's tiring to look out at combat formations or really any formation and see fat troops. It's a bad look. It is bad, and it's not who we are. I don't want my son serving alongside troops who are out of shape or in combat unit with females who can't meet the same combat arms physical standards as men. Standards must be uniform, gender neutral, and high. If not, they're not standards. For too long, we've promoted too many uniformed leaders for the wrong reasons. Based on their race, based on gender quotas, based on historic so-called firsts. We've weeded out so-called toxic leaders under the guise of double-blind psychology assessments, promoting risk-averse go-along-to-get-along conformists instead.
Yeah. He's attacking the entire system of woke DEI promotion. Just give you an idea of what that looked like. This is Biden's Army Secretary testifying before Congress under Biden.
We wanted to make sure that we didn't unfairly have standards for a particular subgroup that people, you know, couldn't perform. We didn't want to disadvantage any subgroups. And when we looked at that data, what we found was there were subgroups that were disadvantaged. The way to have a test that meets our objectives was to have age and gender normed tests.
Yeah. My daughter right now is trying to get a military academy. And that test to get in is brutal. The physical test. It really is. She's an athlete. She's in amazing shape. I mean, we biked a few weeks ago, 27 miles on a Saturday through the woods. And, you know, she has to stop and wait for me to catch up with her. She's always been an athlete. She can pass it. But she's just over the line and she's in pain after she does it. We actually went out to the high school track field to practice because she's taking her test this week. Not mom's idea. I want her to stay here and go to school, but it's her idea. It's what she wants to do. And she has trained for 6 months. She's now got muscles where she never did before. She's cut and she still can barely do it. She's in the three pull-up mode and she's had to fight like heck to get there. And this is a person who, you know, made her, you know, high school sports team her freshman year and got a letter. Started. She's always been a great athlete. I'm not like that. She didn't get it from me. And yet she's had to struggle just to meet the female requirements for the military academy. And I told her this. I said, you think you can meet the male academy requirements? You know, in other words, what the norms are, what the averages are for men who are accepted. And she just looked at me and busted out laughing. She's like, no, I can't. And I was like, do you belong in combat then? You know, actual combat. She says, no, I don't. She said, I want to be in the military. She wants to do intelligence, intel. She said, I don't really want to be in the military. I want to be in the building. I want to be helping. I'm like, yeah, but you're not going to be dragging a guy off the field. She said, no, I can't do it. And this has proven that to her. So this is someone going through this right now.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.